with this week's episode of AnimeCons TV, and this week we're doing a long-awaited follow-up to my original zipper tutorial where I said there's going to be a second part, and now I'm finally filming it. So this week we're going to do invisible zippers, which are different than your regular zippers, where once you zip them up, you don't see them. So what you'll need is an invisible zipper that's long enough for what you're making. You'll need your fabric. I just have some scrap fabric here. You'll also need an iron. One thing you want to keep in mind when using an invisible zipper for your costume is you want to put it in as soon as you're able to. So say with this, I was making a skirt. The first pieces I would put together are the part that's going to have the zipper, either the side seam or the back seam. So I would do that before I sew the other pieces together. Because when you put in an invisible zipper, you need two open pieces like this, and then you do the rest of the seam afterwards. Another thing that you want to keep in mind is the invisible zippers you buy at like Joann's or at fabric stores, they're not very strong and these can split very easily. So if you have something that has a lot of, that's kind of like a lot of pressure on it, I can't think of any examples, but you might want to not have an invisible zipper, because if it puts a lot of stress against it, it could split and you can't really fix that. Also, if you're not gonna see this, if like say it's covered by a cape or a long wig or something like that, I would just avoid this and put in a regular zipper. But this is a really cool thing to have if you're doing workmanship or craftsmanship judging, if you put it in correctly, and I'm gonna show you how to do that. The first thing you wanna do with your invisible zipper is you wanna open it up like this. And on the back side, so this is the back of the zipper pull, you'll notice that this kind of curls. And the first thing you want to do is you want to iron this. And then that way, there's this little groove here. And that's where you're going to sew to make it an invisible zipper. So I'll just get my fabric out of the way. And I'm just going to iron this really quickly. So you see now that I've ironed it, it lies flat. It will eventually cool and curl up again. So you don't want to do this and then get to the actual zipper like 5 minutes later. This is important step, you cannot skip this. I mean, maybe you can, but I'm not able to. Okay, so you have your fabric, and you want to start with the right sides. We'll start with one half. So you want the front of the zipper onto the front here, and it's backwards. So you want this side onto here, because once it's sewn, it will flip under kind of like this, except much nicer, and then that's how your zipper will go in. So you have to think kind of backwards. Like, I'm just gonna put in one pin to hold it in place when I go to the machine, that way it doesn't get all flipped up. But if you want, you can pin this whole length down to help you with your sewing. Okay, so I'm going to take out a standard foot. I'm going to put in a zipper foot. I'm going to need to put it on. For this, I need to put it on this side. Okay. I need to change my stitch. And I'm going to first baste this into place. Right, now that I have, I just did this so you can see while I'm sewing, now that I have my zipper foot in place, I have it on a basting stitch. I'm going to take this pin out and end it up on the floor. I'm going to put this at the very top. And starting at the top with that little curl, try and get that out of the way. But I am just going to baste this. And you want to match this up right along the side here. So I'm going to baste.
Even though I'm basting, I'm gonna back tack just so it doesn't fall out of place. And sew this up real quick. When you get to the bottom here, you want to stop right near this bottom on the pole. I'm going to go back real quick. Nope. Now I'm just going to do the same thing with the other side. I have to switch my foot to the other side to do this. And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to baste. And I'm going to make sure this is all the way up at the top, like the other side, because that way it will get it to match. So now I have my zipper basted in place, and what I'm going to do at this point is zip it up. And you'll see here, the zipper is in place, but it's not yet invisible. Now, I've seen some people with invisible zippers that look like this. This is, I mean, you can do this if you want to, but if you want it to be a true invisible zipper, you have to go in closer and finish it off that way. So the reason why I baste it is I make sure it lines up correctly, it's in the right place. If I'm being crazy and need to match, and I'm matching, if I'm matching patterns, that's where you'll also do it, but matching patterns is for crazy people. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go in, and I'm going to stitch super duper close as I can to this zipper. I'm going to see if I can zoom in a little bit. I don't know if you can see that well, but I'm getting as close as I can without actually hitting the zipper. And there's a little groove in there that you want to kind of aim for. So I have a regular stitch now. I have a 3.5 hole long. And I'm going to go, I'm going to go kind of slowly. Because it's basted, I don't have to worry about it going anywhere, and I don't have to worry about pulling out any pins. When you get to the bottom, you want to kind of just go around a little bit this piece, the zipper pull piece. And then repeat on the other side. Now you want to test it and see if you're close enough. Careful not to catch your fabric in there. There you go. As you can see here, if I can get it in the shot, there's your seam. With your zipper, invisible zipper. Now you gotta finish it. So to finish it, what we're gonna do is put these pieces together. I'm gonna need some pins for this. So you wanna kind of fold it and match these pieces here. you'll feel the zipper perpendicular. I think that's the right word. And you kind of just got to smush around it. So I'm going to pin up here. Hold it in place. You can just pull the little tail out of the way. Sorry, I keep pulling that out of shot. And then just pin it in place for when you sew it. So what you want to do is start right outside of where you went around the zipper pull. And then you want the rest of it to be you want to match it up to kind of a 5/8 seam allowance. So you want a back tack. And then just sew it. Now you have your finished invisible zipper. So what you want to do now is iron. Now if my edges aren't finished here just because of this is a demo purposes, but if you wanted to finish your edges, like serge them or pink them or zigzag stitch them, you want to do that before this whole process starts. Just clipping some extra thread there. Just ironing the zipper. And then from the front. Now I used a regular zipper foot for this, the one that came with my machine that I use for all my zippers. Now they make special invisible zipper feet. I've just never used one, so I didn't have one to show. But there are plenty of tutorials out there that show you how to use the invisible zipper foot. I've heard it makes it a lot easier, but I've done it a ton of times with just a regular zipper foot and it's totally fine. So just keep in mind, you want to get as close as possible to that inside, and if you're not close enough, just stitch it again. Don't even worry about taking out the stitch that you had previously. Just stitch it again and until you get close enough like this so you can't see any zipper at all. So I hope this tutorial was helpful. If you have any suggestions for other cosplay tutorials, please let us know. You can email us, you can call our voicemail line, or you can leave us a message on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or I don't think we have Snapchat or Tumblr. And reach out and let us know what you'd like to see in future cosplay tutorials or other just future episodes in general. So until next week, I'll see you later, guys. Bye.